conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I hope this becomes a yearly thing because last year I met Matt after the last game before the All-Star break last year, and he said on our way back, he said, yeah, I'll come on the show. And so now with the
does he regret it?
No, well, probably. Well, here's the deal. How smart were we? I'm trying to get him to the Astros. The Astros forsake what we were talking about that day, and look at him. He's Babe Ruth now. He's Ruthian. How many times have I said that?
You said that quite a bit today.
I have said that quite a bit, but his numbers are ridiculous. He's the American League Player of the Week, and he's joining us right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Matt Carpenter, the pride of Elkins High School, with us here. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Thanks for having me on.
Hey. Matt, before John gets into the nonsense, you know, the actual baseball stuff, did you have to negotiate your mustache with the Yankees? Because we know they have a policy about facial hair. Full facial hair at the Cardinals. Now you got the mustache. Did that have to be negotiated to keep that?
Thankfully, no. So, you know, mustaches are the one piece of one kind of facial hair that is allowed. So I was able to just roll with it.
Whose is better, yours or Spencer Strider's?
Oh, man, he's got a good one.
It's pretty good.
He's got a good one for sure.
Every time he is, are you seeing a lot of them in the stands in Yankee Stadium? Because we're seeing a lot of them at the Braves games.
I'm actually shocked at what kind of a phenomenon it's been. So, yes, to answer your question, there's quite a few out there.
Whose salsa is better, yours or Bregman's?
Ooh, you know what? I mean, selfishly, I'm going to have to say mine, but I also have never tried his. So, I mean, it might be great.
He's got it here at HEB, right? Isn't his Breggy Bomb?
Yes.
Breggy Bomb. He's called it. What's yours called?
Mine was called Mojo Salsa.
Was called, you're not doing it anymore. You got the biggest marketing city in the world right there now.
You're right. You know, maybe I should throw it back into production. You know, that might be a good idea.
Put the mustache on it as the logo, and it's Carpenter's. You got a Mojo with the mustache. Are you kidding me?
The mustache takes the place of the red pepper that was the J in Mojo?
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for?
That's what we're going to take the mustache.
Okay.
We got to put the mustache on now.
All right.
We got a brand.
That's right.
He's branding.
We might be on to something.
You guys are coming here Thursday for a doubleheader. Let me ask you this. How do you guys look at the Astros?
Man, obviously, you know, there's a mutual, I think, respect as far as the talent goes. I mean, you know, I think that Houston would look at us and go, wow, that's a really good club over there. And as we would look at the Astros and go, wow, it's a really good club over there. And I think that, you know, anyone that's following baseball can say that more than likely the path to the World Series is going to come through Houston or New York. You know, this is, you know, that's the two teams to beat. And, you know, we recognize that, you know, they're having a great season as are we. And, you know, we're excited about, you know, what's to come. The competition is going to be great. It's two great teams, and it's going to be a battle to the end.
You guys have been having an unbelievable season, and you were running away with everything. And then you met the Astros for those five games. And in the 46 innings that you played, the Astros probably either tied or won 42 of them. Did it change? I mean, were you guys over there during the five games that you played against going, oh, man, this is the toughest. I mean, it certainly was the toughest stretch you guys faced this year.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt. They're a good team, and they play us well. You know, and history has proven that. But, you know, I'm obviously the new guy in the locker room, but, you know, my sense is that, you know, our club's got a lot of confidence, and, you know, we don't back it down from anybody. And, you know, I'm excited for that upcoming series. I'm a little disappointed that, you know, the schedule kind of got ruined and we just aren't having like a normal, mm-hmm. you know, like series there. I think it'd be fun to, you know, roll in for a weekend and get to play a normal series. But nonetheless, I mean, anytime you strap up the Yankees Astros, I think it's fun for the fans. I think you're going to enjoy it. And, you know, like I said, I think that, you know, could be a potential ALCS preview.
Matt Carpenter is with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. After 11 years with the Cardinals, you're a Yankee. Is it different being a Yankee?
You know, it is. I mean, you know, obviously St. Louis is a great organization, storied franchise, one that I hold dear to my heart. But New York's the same. I mean, if, you know, you're talking about, you know, all the 27 World Championships, World Series Championships, talking about the names like Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, Derek Jeter. I mean, it's pretty special to put on pinstripes. There's no doubt about it. And I've truly enjoyed everything about it. And, you know, it's an organization that prides itself on winning and their preparation. And, you know, it's a lot of good baseball.
Matt, well, you don't have to answer this because it pertains to your future. Is he the best value in baseball, Matt Carpenter, John? Signed a one-year, $2 million deal with the Yankees.
The best, you know, I mean, with your numbers, it's just stupid. I want to ask you about that. You're 1380. Your career is 8 something. You know, your OPS, and right now you're at 1380. What? How can you explain it?
You know, honestly, no. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you know, I did put a lot of work in on my swing this off season. I've really been grinding, trying to get it right. You know, I think that, you know, that combined with, you know, playing at Yankee Stadium, which is, I don't think there's a better stadium built for, you know, my swing profile, the kind of hitter that I am. You combine all those things and just, you know, kind of a big part of the whole thing is, you know, when anytime you get something taken away from you and you feel like it might be the end and you get another chance, that's motivating factor is pretty hard to put into words. How much I'm just enjoying and you know, grateful to be able to just be on a field again. You know, I thought my career had come to an end earlier this year, and so every time I step in the box or step on the field, you know, I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude, and also just there's a fire lit underneath me, and I'm just going out there and trying to make the most of it.
Is that why you choked up the other night in the interview?
Oh, for sure. No yeah. question.
Yeah. Did you get kangaroo courted? Did they fine you for that?
No.
No fine. That was something. I was watching it, and I was like, oh, my goodness, this is awesome. I mean, you're in the Rangers minor league system, right? How did that come up? I mean, this offseason, the Rangers signed you to a minor league deal. You were with them for what, a couple weeks, 3 weeks maybe, and you just said, I can't do this anymore?
Pretty much. I mean, signed there with the hopes of getting to the big league club. You know, was playing really well down in AAA, and, you know, with no end in sight, you know, called their GM and just asked them to be honest with me and thought, you know, what they thought, and gave me an honest answer. And, you know, I decided that it was time to part ways without knowing what the future held, you know, and then, you know, thankfully, I got a phone call from the Yankees, you know, a couple days later.
That's why the Rangers are the dumbest organization in baseball. They got Babe Ruth sitting down there, and he can't make their terrible club, their rotten club. Oh, well, sorry, Rangers. That's why it's really bad. So you get to the Yankees, and, I mean, you sign a big league deal with them, obviously, and you come right up. What did you expect? I mean, did you expect to just, you know, I'm gonna pinch hit every once in a while?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have a ton of expectations going in. My mentality really was just, you know, a different word that starts with the letter E. It was just execution, you know, execution on whatever role they gave me. If it was pinch hitting, to try to execute that role. If it was, you know, getting a spot start every now and then, spot and try to execute that. And not put too much stock in expectations because, you know, like I said, I was just really happy and grateful just to be there in the first place.
Matt, came out last couple of days or last couple of hours almost that the All-Star game is going to be decided if it's tied after 9 innings by a home run derby. Baseball is always trying to do things to get people excited about the sport, changing things, that trying to be forward in their thinking. How much do the players even concern themselves with the new things that, that baseball is doing, or is it even a topic of conversation in the clubhouse?
I'm sorry, you broke up a hair. New things as far as what?
New things. You guys are putting in, you know, the runner on second, the All-Star game now going to be decided by home runs, the runner on second in extra innings, the shift is going to be changing next year. How much are you guys talking about that stuff?
You know, I mean, it's obviously a topic of conversation. You know, pretty mixed reviews, I would say, in the clubhouse, pretty even split. Some guys are for it, some guys aren't. I don't think you'll ever be able to get a unanimous decision or an agreement on whether, you know, it's right or good for the game or bad for the game. And I think that's just the nature of the world. I don't think, you know, you look at politics, nobody can agree on anything. So it is what it is. But me personally, I mean, you know, I think we have a great game, and I think we're better off leaving it the way it is and just enjoying it. But, you know, I'm also up for change too. I mean, I'm kind of on the fence either way.
Can you even go out in New York? Right? I know. Well, you just had Chad Huffman up there for what, a month or so, and were you even able to? Are you even able to go out in New York without getting pestered?
You know, the mustache is pretty recognizable, I will say. I mean, it's gotten some serious publicity here as of late. So, but it's not crazy. I mean, people and New Yorkers are different in the sense of, you know, they're not going to hound you too bad. They'll say hi, but then kind of go on their way.
Yeah, they're used to seeing stars all over, but yep. When they love their baseball teams now. And
oh, they do for sure.
They're nuts about this team. You guys are playing well. Unfortunately, it's all you're going to face your demise against the Astros. You know, the Astros are the Yankees' daddy, right? I mean, in the postseason, the Astros have just dominated the New York Yankees. You know that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to leave that as a no comment.
What are you most comfortable with? Him keep calling you Babe Ruth, or that question? Which one leaves you thinking, why am I here?
I mean, it's all in good fun. Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be a good series. No doubt.
Oh, we're gonna have fun. Yeah, we're gonna be there Thursday. It's gonna be a good time had. But yeah, you're right though. I mean, it would have been nice to have a longer off break, but this is what we've got because of the lockout. So But this is gonna be a nice day. It's gonna be rowdy at Minute Maid. So are you here in Houston, or are you up in the Dallas area?
I'm at home in Dallas with the family, enjoying some time with them, and then we'll drive to Houston on Wednesday.
Yeah, that is great. Well, man, we'll let you go. I wanted to wish you congratulations for what you've done so far. We really appreciate you here, the city of Houston, of course, born and raised, and all your success throughout the. But this is another level. So this is great. I'm sure you just keep on enjoying it, man. Hope you don't enjoy it on Thursday, but otherwise, we're going to be rooting for you. Here in Houston.
Man, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. And, yeah, we'll see you Thursday.
All right. There's Matt Carpenter, player of the week, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
The unspoken thing here is, what's that deal going to look like in free agency?
Yeah.
Like Yankees got him for two mil coming off a couple struggling seasons in St. Louis. Hey, man, cut that check. It's a perfect year for him.
Yeah, right.
Perfect. Doing it in New York. I wonder if he was talking about a swing profile, how it kind of fits New York. I wonder if he'll take that into account as long as the offers are competitive. He goes, you know what, I had a pretty good time here.
If I'm him, I even take a little bit less to have the success in New York, stay in New York, have that love. Of course, he starts he goes 0-for-12.
Yeah,
and guess what?
It all changes.
Then everybody's gonna be burning their mustaches.
That's true.
You know them. That is Matt Carpenter right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Great guy.